B-Pod Studios.
This is the question of the day.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your investment at DryTechCorp.com.
Let's go to the answering machine.
Yes. 610-771-9705 is the number. Let's see what we have today.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling about my least favorite athlete. That would be John Elway, who was drafted number one overall by the then Baltimore Colts and refused to go play there. Subsequently, Baltimore left the city because their team stunk. And it was all because of John Elway.
That's not the only reason why. You are a poorly run organization.
Gotta tell you, I enjoy that answer.
Why, you don't like Elway?
I never did, no.
I love Elway. Back then was my favorite quarterback in that era.
Really?
Yeah, because he could move. He had the big arm. Yeah, I like quarterbacks with the big arm. He had the big arm.
I don't have an issue with him. I don't hate him. I love him.
He could throw, like, going off of his back foot.
He had a gun. I don't like him so much now, showing up to interviews drunk and stuff. Now I got beef with Elway. But when back then, I loved Elway.
Wasn't a Broncos fan, so.
Well, I didn't like the Broncos, but if it's them versus Washington, I'm not rooting for Washington in the Super Bowl as a 7-year-old.
True, too.
I'm rooting for the Broncos. Sticking Washington.
Pete Rose. He's a scumbag.
Good one.
Well,
good. Well put.
It's a good answer.
So,
how could you say no?
No, he is. So, FanFest, we're going to announce people that are coming on FanFest. Imagine a scenario. It's not happening. But imagine a scenario.
You had me scared for a minute.
Imagine a scenario where we bring Pete out on stage.
Uh-uh.
On front of open microphone.
Uh-uh.
And at that point, you're how many feet from a casino?
You're seeing bottom straight.
I mean, you're inches away from a casino at FanFest from Xfinity Live. There's no way he would stay under control in that scenario. Pete, there's literally just no way.
Good answer, though. Yeah. There's a lot of people that feel that way now.
Yeah, I
agree. Because that actually snuck into my mind when I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
My least favorite athlete of all time is very recent for an old head. A tie between Ben Simmons and Odubel Herrera.
You know what's crazy?
Well done.
Ben Simmons didn't even come to my mind.
Because we're trying to forget about him.
That's part of it. The other part of it, I don't consider him an athlete.
Because he doesn't play.
If you don't play your sport... I'm not one of these people that consider video gamers athletes or like chess players athletes. You got to play a sport. I'm borderline on golf sometimes.
Ooh, that's a bad take.
It's a sport because of the skill.
Bad take.
Because of the skill. But some of me thinks it's if you don't have to run or do anything fast, I don't know if it's fully a sport.
You got
to
run. There's gators on the course once in a while. You got to dig it.
Guess what? Run.
That age, walking four days that long.
Think about how far.
The senior tour, you're saying? So golf isn't a sport until you get 50 plus?
No, dude.
What about a young Tiger Woods? That's what I'm saying.
At 27, I play one round in a cart and I'm dead.
You know what I mean? That's because of your brain. Y'all tired.
You ever walked a course? You ever walked 18 when?
Yes. We talked about last year doing
that. With your clubs?
With the clubs. You know, I'm not doing that. See, why you ever go?
There you go.
That was the question of the day brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your investment at DryTechCorp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.